This is the Ninja Rob Podcast with Marco Perazzo and Tim Carpenter, the podcast for the true martial artist.
And we are back. Welcome to the Ninja Rob Podcast. I hope you blew your ears out. This,
if not, you're back out.
Need to do more of that. Welcome to the Ninja Rob Podcast. I am your host JB with two special guests, or only special guests. We are coming live.
Can we be illustrious?
You live.
Illustrious?
Infamous.
Lustrous.
Lusty.
Lusty.
Wait.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Hey, Tim,
That was you the other day, fam.
I was thinking.
Oh man.
I don't want to. Go in.
I wasn't lusty.
Go in. Because I got an add on to that story.
Hey, man. Listen. So if we hurt your feelings, it's your fault. We're live at the Fortress of Grappletude with the one and only Marco Perazzo.
Do you think I need to get t-shirts made? Fortress of Grappletude?
Yo. TM, this is we got a lot of it's a trademark along with butt chucks.
Yo, people, they love butt chucks.
We're about it, fam.
We found ass was coming in a close second.
You know what's funny?
Ass was number two. Asp was number two.
People are always trying to think of ways that they can make money. Like, I wish I could have invented the Foreman grill when it
working. Right. Before George Foreman,
we're sitting on butt chucks.
Yeah. Not right now. Not after. And, I'm not.
Yeah.
It could be our ticket out of
this. Ticket? Or what? Our ticket out of beautiful lives?
Yeah.
You need to get better.
Man, we could really start a corporate entity and become CEOs.
We could do even less.
I think we'd probably have to do more.
Listen, man, we'll be like the Scrub Daddy. You know what I mean? Like Scrub Daddy, like those people.
Yo, what can we do? Spanish Scrub Daddy? Like Scrub Poppy?
El Scrub Poppy. That's what we need. That's how we got to do it. So, Timmy, let's go right into it. Hey. So, Margo, you came in late, but let me fill you in. Whoa. Yes. So, Timmy and I with the Banya. It's a little tale from the Banya.
Just so you know, I rearranged my schedule to be able to come back on Tuesday.
I appreciate you.
Yeah, I love Tuesdays.
You know, we had a good day.
Yeah,
you know,
your man was there.
But there was a gentleman, know what I mean? And
Would you say it was an incident?
I don't think it was.
What were you guys talking about? Butt chucks?
He made a pass at you.
He made a pass. Definitely made a pass.
Let me paint the picture. We're in the hammam. Yes. Timmy on his back, legs up.
So, but let everybody know what the hammam.
So the hammam is sort of a steam room. Traditionally, it's a Turkish hammam.
A light steam room.
What is that?
I thought like a light.
Steam room. Of bathhouses have
some
not
banyas,
heavy steam.
Some banyas, Turkish banyas.
But bathhouses are
come
known.
On. Yo, I hate that. Every time I hear the word bathhouse,
you clench.
I'm like,
you clench.
Whoa. That's why. That's why I clench. It gives me pause. So, but a hammam has a heated marble tables. You go in. We typically go in and stretch. You know. So Timmy's on his back. Legs up against the wall. You know what I mean? Just sitting there. And my man.
Thinking through butt chucks.
Well, I don't know. We were talking about something. We were just talking, you know, actively talking about therapy and, you know, the knee things and all the stuff he's going through. So this gentleman who we had noticed earlier, Timmy, you know, noticed him right away, came in, you know, scantily clad, I'd say.
When,
my man,
when you say scantily clad.
He had a pair of panties on. So he had Speedo, a little tight little pantaletas on.
Almost see the root of his cock.
Yeah, Timmy noticed that. I told you that. Yeah, he noticed it.
You went right to dick right. root.
Dick root.
Right. Yeah,
right. You saw, but he was printing, right? Is that what you're saying?
Printing.
You could see his.
You could see the root. Not. The, I say it was. It was.
What
a
religion
Speedo?
Was he?
I don't know.
It was a Speedo.
You should be able to tell from the Speedo
very,
what religion he is.
Really, it was. It was. Turquoise.
Hooded or cut?
What do you think, Timmy?
I couldn't tell.
You didn't find out later?
You're the expert.
I couldn't tell at all. So we saw him in there. And again, I think it was a case of like, you know, certain guys that like
Super,
certain type of attention.
Thanks for asking.
Hey, man. And he came in. I think he was looking, but you know, he didn't find. But at one point, so we walked.
When you say he was looking.
He, like, serious eye contact all around.
Maybe he just wanted to have a nice chit chat.
Hey, man,
talk to the fellas. Make some friends.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what he wanted, you know, speaking to the mic. So, you know, Tim, we're in there. We didn't see him. He was in the back with another one of his friends, a little guy.
Another fella.
And we're in the process of stretching. And Timmy, there he is, you know, all in his glory, laying on his back.
Presenting.
Head up, you know what I mean? You know, not quite. legs up, towel around.
It sounds
his leg.
Like an inviting position.
And I'm talking to him. I'm going to tell you what I really think. So I'm talking to him.
You're talking to Timmy or the guy?
I'm talking to Timmy. I'm trying to keep this conversation. Right. My man comes out of this little back room in that hammam. Yeah. The door's open.
It's like a private area.
Kind of.
Yeah. It's a door that shuts.
So what they used to do back there was when you wanted the service, when you wanted the hammam service, they'd go back there with you.
Do a little scrub it up?
The scrub and all that stuff. It's very common and it's not anything.
Non-sexual.
Non-sexual. It's typical.
Until this guy shows
up. And it's also cultural in Turkey. So, and you can have those services done there. So as Timmy's, laying there face up. Ass down, face up.
Oh, missionary.
Not quite. The gentleman walks out and just like hits Timmy with the hungry eyes and says, "Hot enough for you?"
Hot enough for you in here?
What did you?
Timmy?
How did this?
I was like, what?
You made eye contact with him?
I looked.
You looked up?
I looked up. He was kind of like almost hovering over me.
Where was his dick root?
Yeah.
Way back.
Timmy.
Yeah.
I didn't see.
I think he wanted to sit on your face, man.
From my position, I couldn't see his cock. I could only see his...
Oh, because you were looking straight up into his eyes.
His old face. Yeah.
Okay. I think he was
He was ready to drop it on me.
I think he was. Yeah. I think he was going to split his cheeks over and just sit on your griddle cake, man. But you know.
No, I agree. That's what he was hoping for.
That's what I think. I think that's what
you were hoping for.
No, it wasn't. Because, when I see...
Tim, what was his name?
I didn't get his name.
Oh, you didn't get it? Oh, it was just wham bam, thank you, man.
So two things happen. So I just start talking to Timmy. Because Timmy said, what? And the dude said what he said. And yo, my man was locked in. As he's going towards the door, never broke, just giving Timmy the straight hungry eyes, fam.
Did your eye contact connect with his?
Of course it did.
When I looked up,
So what happened when these tractor beams of passion met?
When he first said it, I didn't hear what he said. I thought he was speaking Russian at first.
Sure. Uh-huh.
And I asked him, he said, I don't know if we're in here with a fucking...
With
big,
a what?
Big gay smile on his face.
Big smile, yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah.
Gay isn't happy or gay
isn't? Gay
isn't. In all of the ways. He was very happy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He was quite enamored by you.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was quite enamored
by you. I mean, who wouldn't be?
Exactly.
Yeah. And then he walks out. And then right after he walks out, I think to myself, am I not attractive enough to fucking look at?
Like, yeah, it's like me with Father Mike.
He didn't look at me. You know what I mean? Yeah.
He did another pass by.
Yeah, he kept.
Do you think he was trying to see if you were fronting? About maybe being interested in him?
Was I think like the he first was trying.
He's got to put up airs and illusions that he's not.
I think gay people have a lifestyle where it's common that you go to a sauna, and if it's a gay sauna,
a bathhouse,
something like that would happen, and they just start sucking each other's dicks.
Damn, son.
You think hammer time every time, fam.
There's no subtlety.
It goes eye contact, fellatio. Boom.
I think that's how it goes. Imagine if women were on the same level as us with like horniness and like they want to fuck everything in sight. A girl wouldn't have to say much to you and you wouldn't have to say much to her.
Eye contact, fellatio.
That's how it would go. Yeah. But when you have...
So is that what would happen if I wasn't there?
No, I'm talking about with gay dudes.
Oh, wait, you would have fellated him?
No. That would be gay.
Oh, man. But he did. He was on you, fam. And he was hitting you with the hungry eyes. So I started talking to you, and you started talking back. But he didn't break.
Where was Charles Manson during all that?
I think he was still tucked into the back.
We didn't really open up Pause. Until we were back at the
Pause
table.
Pause on that one, too.
Who? We didn't start, like, what was that?
When you say we, you mean you and this fellow?
No.
You and JB?
Yeah, because we're across from each other on separate...
So you didn't make a romantic connection with this guy?
No. Nothing like that. He wasn't my type. He's a little old for me.
I got you.
Maybe you wanted to be a sugar daddy.
Oh, man.
Maybe.
Hey.
But I never got that far.
Yeah, man. But I saved you. You were like, thanks. I started talking to you.
Yeah, it did. It's weird when you kind of understand. You get a glimpse of what women have to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
When like a, you know.
So what do you mean by that? Do you mean like you
when
were...
a predatory homosexual comes up to you and.
Did you feel? How'd you feel? Were you a little
violated?
Mm-hmm. But were you sexually assaulted?
No.
Okay.
But that's what I'm saying. Like I don't think I would get sexually assaulted by this guy, but I understand how women could have like that sort of like sense of discomfort and fear. Mm. You know,
if a guy was acting the same way as this gentleman. Because,
I mean, I was in a vulnerable state.
You definitely
were. He could have, if he wanted to.
He was objectifying you.
Yes. Definitely. Yes. Right? Yeah. He was. Like I said, I didn't get a look, man. Nothing, you know.
Yeah, I think.
Hey, maybe you just weren't his type.
Hey, man.
He had said it before. I think sometimes these dudes.
When you say these
predatory
dudes,
homosexuals.
Okay.
I don't. But,
do you just mean? That's deviant, so when you say predatory homosexuals, deviant, you don't mean every homosexual.
Nah.
No, these kind.
So there's subgroups?
Yeah, just like with every other group of people.
All right.
These deviant predatory homosexuals have a lifestyle where it's very common
We are getting canceled. You're trying to get us canceled.
I don't think this is anything.
He's speaking truth to power.
Speaking truth to power.
Yeah. To power. Hey.
Yeah, I think they have a lifestyle where they go into these places and that's what happens.
Not at the banya.
But I'm saying go into.
No, that's what it is.
I think because it's called a Russian bathhouse. Like it's confusing. The bathhouse confuses people.
Yeah.
It's a family place.
I'm pretty sure I've seen Charles Manson there before.
I don't know. I've never noticed him. Because I mean, if I saw a picture of that man,
were they there when you got there?
They were. Oh, and when I was leaving, I had to come back to the table because they were both in the locker room standing in front of each other naked.
Just having
and I just had to say, like, I
hoping
have no
for you to get in the middle.
I don't know. I just turned around and came back to the table. I go, they're standing in front of my locker, and I'm not comfortable with it. And Carlos was like, "You're a black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. What are you afraid of those guys?" I go, "They're naked."
Homophobic.
Not having this fight. I'm not getting fight.
Carlos, who?
My barber.
Barber.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you brought a friend.
No, no. He just happened to be there. It was his birthday. Yeah. He was there with his wife.
Shout out to Carlos.
Yeah. Barber, Muay Thai guy. Yeah. Does Jiu-Jitsu here now.
Yoga guy. Yeah. Yoga super. Man. Yeah. So, cool cat. But it was interesting just to see, like, he was objectifying you. And I think he looked at you a couple other times. So we come out of there, and I don't know if you noticed this. So we leave the hammam, and this gentleman, same gentleman in his panties, was sitting right across from the cold plunge. So we go right into the wet sauna.
Wet sauna, yeah.
And Timmy's in there stretching. And my man just stands
saunters in?
My man, and then just sits down, kind of like right. You know, Timmy stands right in front of the oven, so my man standing right there.
Sits down, kind of
like he could have reached out and.
COVID,
he was closer to him than
no,
he was
not. He was right behind you.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah.
No, when
he wasn't following COVID protocols.
You see, bro,
no.
Less than 6 feet.
Nah, he could have. He could have tickled your face.
He could have reached out and touched you.
He could have said, hello.
Yeah, I was bending over, stretching my hamstrings.
Yes, you were.
Mm-hmm. And then when he came in and sat down,
you were busting it open?
I got up.
Bending it over, bust it open. That's what you were doing, man.
Yeah, I got
it. But it's all right. Listen, man. Listen, you
I wonder how different it would have been if it wasn't a Tuesday, you weren't there.
Hey, man, listen,
I wasn't there. Or maybe it was at another bathhouse Timmy goes to. I don't know.
And guess what?
I don't know what bathhouse
he goes to. Yeah. I ain't got to know, bro. Do your thing, man.
Yo, by the way, if that's your thing, I support you, bro.
Okay.
But like I said, I've said this to Timmy. You just alluded to that. I think sometimes guys come in thinking it's one thing and not realizing it's just a place to kind of to come in to relax and to use a sauna and to do these other things.
It may not be that place, but do you think that they would... Like, hey, if it happens, it happens. Like,
yeah,
whatever.
I'm sure.
I'm sure that if I had been like, hey, man, take a seat, he would have jumped on it. You know, I don't think he would have been like, oh no, not here.
No, but what I'm saying, right. But I'm saying is, I don't think stuff like that happens there.
But Alex seemed to be on him too. Like, came in, staring him down.
Yeah, looking at him, stuff like that.
You got to keep an eye on those kind of guys.
Well, it's like anything else. It's like the girls that were topless. You know what I mean? Like, this place is for families. Like,
yeah,
Alex
little
said,
kids go there.
Places for families.
I mean, I think girls should be able to be topless.
I mean, listen, I didn't have a problem with it, but if the rules are the rules.
Nothing wrong with that.
So the guys go topless.
Yeah.
I have my tits out, so does he.
So does I. But it was interesting. And it's always interesting, that dynamic. But he was definitely...
I'm going to get in trouble for that one. My wife's not.
You see, that's what you get. Yeah. Watch out. You follow his lead, this is what happens.
Yeah.
You know?
Yo, I was thinking the other day, sorry, just changing gears here, but when your family came, or your wife's family came and wanted to go to, what was it called? What were the falls they wanted to go see?
Niagara Falls.
Yo, if they were to ever visit Nigeria, what would they call it?
Wait, what?
I think they would call it Nigeria.
Oh, okay. Nice. All right, I'm just making sure.
Or Nigeria. I don't know.
All right, just making sure. But it's something I've been thinking about.
Isn't there another country like that?
Niger? It's Niger.
Yeah.
It's Niger. Let's get it
going. It's a French pronunciation.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
Niger with a hard R.
In Niger?
Yeah, some stuff going on in some of these countries.
Bro, what's going on in Niger?
The French are pulling out.
Wait, the French are still there?
They don't never. Left. They never really
left. Come on.
They'll never really be.
Yo, did we ever get Rhodesia back?
Not yet.
No?
I mean, it's falling apart, so we might get it back one day.
Yo, do you know...
There's a connection to this, right?
Yes.
Because I can't remember.
The Banya.
I'm sitting here like...
You met a Rhodesian at the Banya?
No, Gregory told us, you know, the Rhodes Scholar?
Mm-hmm.
That they named Rhodesia after him.
After him.
Yeah, that's everybody knows that.
Oh, we didn't know that.
You didn't know Cecil
Rhodes? Okay. Cecil who?
Rhodes.
And they named Rhodesia after Cecil Rhodes.
I think it's Cecil John Rhodes was who it was named after.
Yeah, man,
I know a lot about Rhodesian history.
Nice.
It's fascinating.
What about the Ridgeback? Are you a big fan of the Ridgeback?
They're cool.
You ever seen one? I saw one.
I've seen one.
Like, oh, wow, look at this. It's real.
They're cool, yeah.
Sorry to just bring that up.
I like the Borble more than the...
The Ridgeback?
Than the Ridgeback,
gotcha. All right. Moving forward. You said the Jiu-Jitsu World Champ or Nogi World Champs.
Nogi Pans, yeah. Anything big happened, Tim? I haven't been following... Too much.
Madoni lost to Fabricio Andre.
Okay.
I think Andre was the lightest guy in the division.
Nice.
It was an open weight Grand Prix. Kynan won the whole thing. Beat Andre. I think he finished Andre in the finals.
All right.
I
mean, when Kynan's on, Kynan's, you know.
I think they were hoping for Madoni versus Kynan in the finals.
Oh, that would have been interesting, right?
They were originally, I think they were a first round matchup.
Well, you don't want Kynan that. And you want that in the finals.
And then... but like this, in a case like this, you don't get to see it because Andre came in and...
What do you think of Kynan?
He's like, I think he's the second best guy in the world.
When he's on it. When he's not on it, he's, you know, like he's still top 10, but maybe he's ninth.
He makes some like careless mistakes, but when it's like the finals of something, he doesn't make a mistake.
And he understands winning. Like at that,
I mean, he fucking submits people.
No, left true. And right. No, I get it. But even if he can't submit you, he knows
how to win.
He knows how to win. Yeah. How did his match with Jason Rao go? Because that's what
I think he smoked him pretty quick. Yeah. Who like Jason Rao? I've heard is like
really good.
Just as good as anybody you'll see, like Craig Jones, all those guys. But he doesn't compete very well. It doesn't seem like
right.
Like when it's.
And that was Polaris.
Yeah.
And anything good so far happening at Nogi Pans that you're aware of? I'm assuming black belts are today.
Black belts are today. I know Jacob Couch just got submitted.
Who submitted Jacob Couch?
Francisco Lowe. I don't know if you've seen him.
Is that really, Leandro Lowe's little brother?
I don't think so.
No.
He's like, he's really good. I'll show you later this crazy submission he hit on somebody, but he's been like leg locking everybody. And Taz, I think, is in the finals. Different weight class.
Okay.
Other than that, I don't know. Oh, Joao Rocha and Pedro Rocha are in the open weight finals.
I wonder if they'll do a match.
I think, I hope they do.
Nice. Quick combat news. Charlo Canelo, we all made our choices. We all chose Canelo. We were all right. I didn't see the fight. I saw some highlights.
Yeah.
And they said that,
he dropped him once, right?
I think he dropped him. Yes, he did.
No. Like you're eighth right. or ninth round, maybe?
Yep. He dropped him once. He took a knee and then it was unanimous.
From all intents and purposes, no, wasn't competitive at all, right?
I think they have Canelo winning every round.
Yeah.
But I could be wrong. I didn't see any of the fights. So we'll see who fights next. I was assuming that he's going to fight the other Charlo brother, but I don't know what weight the other one is in because the other one's undefeated.
Okay.
Undefeated.
This is the second loss for this guy then.
Just the second loss. Yeah. So it was a...
Canelo has... Two losses?
Bivol and Floyd.
Yep, that's it.
Yeah, I heard he wants to fight Bivol again.
Yeah, but Bivol's an Uzbek, I'm pretty sure.
Try to get his...
I forget who I was watching talk about him, but they're like, he wants to fight like everybody in every weight class. Like he wants to...
Canelo.
Yeah, he wants to go up to like light heavyweight, beat that Bivol guy. He wants to go down. He wants to fight like everybody.
Yeah.
It's cool for a boxing... guy to be like that,
for sure. Yeah, I mean, and he's gonna get paid well for every fight that he does.
He's already done
between 15 and 30 million for this fight.
He's done very well for himself. He's done very well for himself, and his English is getting better and better, so he's actually
the dollar goes far in Mexico.
Listen, man, but he's also working on his English. And
Teddy Atlas came out with something and said that he's the most overrated Mexican champ of all time.
I mean, if anyone would know, how am I gonna argue with
according
Teddy
to
Atlas?
Canelo, Teddy Atlas doesn't know boxing.
So who knows? I'm not gonna argue with him.
I'm a little upset at both of you.
Oh, for the fight?
I sent you this Superlek versus Rod Tang.
Yeah, I was just gonna say something about that.
Might be the greatest fight in combat sports history.
Yeah, I couldn't open it for some reason.
Really?
Dude, it was fucking amazing. I can't talk enough of how exciting small gloves, MMA glove, Muay Thai is.
Gotcha.
The only thing better is no gloves with headbutts.
I don't think so. I think the little glove Muay Thai, you know, the wrapping of the hands and, you know, the less like a little less likelihood of the broken hands. But this was a fucking war. Oh, sorry. There it is. But it, I'm telling you, man, like if you guys don't get a chance to watch
it. Michael Schiavello call it?
I don't think so.
Well, fill us in, Marco.
I'll watch it since you said it. But normally if it's a podcast thing, it says podcast on it.
So anything in the group chat
could be podcast
combat related. It's easy. I'm sorry that I didn't say podcast and expressly say, but
I'm just using that as an excuse.
Yeah.
So am I.
I would highly recommend to anybody that's into any type of combat sport. These two guys,
the fans
win. Superlek wins a decision. Superlek gets cut in the first round. Rodtang gets dropped in the second round. And then the third round is kind of the deciding round. I think a lot of people thought that Rodtang
got three round fight.
Yeah.
So the Ninja Nation should be out there checking the fight
out. I'm telling you, it is unbelievably exciting.
That was done on one, right?
One? Yeah. One championship is the only real mixed martial arts event in the world.
That's like the way K1 used to do it was three-minute rounds, which makes it super fun the whole time. As opposed to like a 5, 10, 15 round fight.
They could go all out for
you. You can just kind of skip the first three rounds.
I think Superlek might have looked a little tired in the last, you know, like half.
Well, that's because they're going at a different pace because it's, you know.
Highly entertaining. And apparently, somebody said, I don't know how true it is, one of my students here was saying that ONE FC is going to have MMA glove boxing with clinches.
Interesting.
It's kind of like bare knuckle.
With gloves MMA and wraps.
That's cool. Yeah, I watch that.
You know what? It's time to kind of shake up combative
sports.
I think ONE F's trying to do stuff.
That's where ONE FC comes to life with that.
I was talking to one of the guys at the gym today. We were talking about the Canelo fight. And I was telling him, I will rarely watch a boxing fight unless it's like Logan Paul fighting somebody. Like it's got to be a weird fight.
Yeah, you're watching like the worst. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
the worst.
Instead of watching the greatest fighters fight each other, you rather watch a spectacle.
Right. Yes. It's more exciting.
So he's not a fan of boxing.
What I was telling this guy is like, I'm a huge fan of the skill of boxing. Just not, okay. I don't really like watching the sport too much.
I definitely can agree with you. You definitely are that. Yeah. You spent a lot of time in boxing gyms. So anyone who's listened to this podcast knows.
Yes.
You just don't like watching it.
Right.
Yeah. Even with the big fights.
Unless it's like Tyson Fury versus somebody, I'll watch that.
Well, you'll be watching.
I'll watch him fight Ngannou for sure. That's another sort of spectacle fight. You know?
Yeah, and speaking of that, did you see he already signed to fight Usyk as well?
No, I didn't.
That's the rumor.
Listen, man. Going around. Fury or?
Fury.
Okay.
Right. Yeah. Listen, man, these dudes are smart.
Not that Ngannou can use it as any kind of motivation, but that's a fucking that's pretty disrespectful to Ngannou in a good way. Like the Tyson Fury's telling you, "Yeah, come on, bro, we're not worried about you."
Who cares?
When is that fight?
He's getting paid.
When is the fight?
Which one?
The Fury.
I think it's pretty soon.
Yeah.
So now, Marco, you put up you did that, right? No, you did that.
BJJ is judo.
BJJ is judo. Yeah.
Did you watch it?
I did.
It's like a 10-second thing.
Yeah, it was real short. So I've always felt that this is accurate, isn't it?
I think Roddy Ferguson
in a sense.
Isn't that right? Yeah, it's Roddy Ferguson.
I didn't know who that. I was like, who's this older dude? Like,
I watched the whole interview and it was a terrible like podcast, but
terrible. Why?
Just because
this wasn't as great.
It just wasn't very interesting. It was.
So you're saying we should.
You should listen to. I think you'd like it.
We should interview him. It'd be bad.
No. He just he goes on and on about how like there's nothing in jiu-jitsu that doesn't exist in judo.
Oh, okay. That might be true.
Yeah. No, that's not true at all.
I said it might be true.
And I'm saying it's not true.
Right.
Okay.
Like, jiu-jitsu's roots are from judo, but judo's roots are from jiu-jitsu, and then he tries.
Isn't it the judo's roots are from jiu-jitsu?
Yeah,
not,
yeah,
not,
yeah, that's yeah. What I meant.
But no. But say that again. Say it again. Fix it. Fix what you said.
Brazilian jiu-jitsu's roots are in judo. Judo's roots are in jiu-jitsu.
There we go.
So if you want to say jiu-jitsu is judo, then you have to say jiu-jitsu is jiu-jitsu because judo is jiu-jitsu.
When you just say jiu-jitsu?
Jiu-jitsu is jiu-jitsu.
Well, one of the reasons it's called Brazilian jiu-jitsu is because when it was introduced as...
It was originally Gracie Jiu-Jitsu. Was
right, but I think that a lot of that marketing.
When it was introduced to them, what was it introduced as? From my understanding,
I believe it was jiu-jitsu.
It was as, but it was Kano jiu-jitsu. Because at one point, it was considered Kano jiu-jitsu before they turned it into, before it was turned into more of a sport of judo.
Okay.
So, but he's taking a very select part, right, where he's talking about the randori, the non-fighting aspect of jiu-jitsu is judo, is what he's...
Which is, that's like the main thing that Kano basically invented it, was randori. And jiu-jitsu focused completely, Brazilian jiu-jitsu focused completely on randori and none on kata, whereas like judo was like a mixture.
Okay.
You know, but Kano was the one that he took jiu-jitsu and made the randori like a safe way to practice jiu-jitsu and
live fashion.
Do it live because the other, you couldn't do it without like injuring people if you were going live with regular.
So jiu-jitsu. Is he wrong or he right or both?
Both.
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 Or is he just, clarifying the record?
No. Go ahead, say this.
Is he attaching it to something that's super popular right now?
No, I think he's just trying to get clicks and get people to
listen.
He's looking to be somebody.
That'd be nice. I mean, he's already somebody, right?
But he's an Olympian, but I think he wants to be seen maybe.
Because I loved watching him. Shit. You want to see somebody get thrown?
Yeah.
Fuck. And I mean, picked up and
thrown. Right.
You know what I'm saying? It wasn't the kind of like...
This is Dr. Roddy Ferguson.
You know, so... But maybe it's adding more relevance, and you know, I'm sure the jiu-jitsu heads went adding for that kind of thing. So
I mean, his opinion is clearly thing. Is he can hold it whatever
high level.
But whatever.
Didn't they change rules because of the way they changed some rules? I thought you couldn't grab the leg because of some
that wasn't
because
of him.
Yeah,
that was
but they changed rules. They changed that because of the Russians. Russians. Maybe.
Oh, the wrestling and stuff like that. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Nice.
But is jiu-jitsu judo? No. Is judo jiu-jitsu? No. And at the end of the day, who fucking like. We don't own it. We're just here to caretake it and shepherd it.
That's exactly. I said this is a gift from the universe. I get a chance to kind of it. I get to
and pass it along.
And that's it.
If he wants to think that it's the same, great. You run your school. Yeah. I'll run my school. And
yeah. And it was funny because he's like, I guess he has a school, and he's like, I put jiu-jitsu in my marketing, but when people show up, I'm saying, yeah, it's the same thing. Like we're doing judo. Right. It's the same thing.
Hey man.
He said he was talking about how
as two people that have trained in judo and one person who's kind of taken quite a few classes, you know, it definitely has its place in with jiu-jitsu, correct?
A little bit.
Yeah.
So. Somewhat.
So do you follow Bad Boy Medicine on Instagram?
No.
He's a doctor. It's always interesting. He's a judo jiu-jitsu guy, and he's more forward with his judo when it's from the feet. And my argument is that judo is great. The takedowns of judo are awesome, but some of them really become problematic for jiu-jitsu.
Most of the throws in judo, if you don't kill the person with the throw, you're going to end up on bottom. Like most of them are, you throw the person, but you get taken down.
Like when two people are looking at the ceiling at the end of the throw, you're like, okay, this is not for
the guy that initiated it is on the bottom.
Right.
A lot of times. Yeah. You know? So,
and that's where I think wrestling is a bit, probably if you had to pick one over the other to say, this is going to help your jiu-jitsu more, I'd always say wrestling over judo.
Yeah.
Just based on how the takedowns. Mm.
I don't want to agree, but that's 100%. I want to 100%
even
agree
with
at the same time. It makes
even
a lot
with
of sense.
The gi on, you know?
Yeah, but it's still an important.
There's
it's a great art,
and you know, like foot sweeps and wrestling,
and judo. Originally, there's double legs and single legs and everything,
right?
But
and I think judo does a great job with certain
it's
with
amazing
self defense and stuff
sport.
Like that.
It's awesome
great,
to watch. It's similar to boxing. It's like actually, I do enjoy watching the sport of judo, but it's an amazing skill. But as a sport, it's not as good as jiu-jitsu.
Mm-hmm. Marvel, you put up the jiu-jitsu sneakers.
Yes.
I saw that a little while ago, and I meant to mention it to you.
Yeah, AP, Albino Prieto.
Is that what I wondered what that was?
Yeah, AP is a gi company,
geese, yeah.
And So they came out with a collab with Nike. I guess they're SB Dunks. Is that what they're?
Yeah. Dunks, yeah.
And if you watch the second video, the more the shoe gets worn down, different belt colors start appearing from it.
So so the shoe's kind of like all white with the red. With, I think
almost
with
looks a red like a natural canvas ghee color.
Yes, mm-hmm. And I don't think the red stripe, you can't see it. So when you start, it's a skateboarding shoe. So as skateboarders start to use them, generally they start to get chewed up. So what they've done is in the past they've done this many times before.
Have they really?
Yeah, where they layer the material, and as you skate them, the other material starts to come through. So what happens is people will start to cut off the exterior just to get at the interior to see what the colors are.
And it came with a different set of laces to, you know, white, blue, purple, brown, black. I think red laces too. If they,
yeah. So it's all representative of the ranking system and get a pair?
They're all. I tried to get a pair, buddy. Henry, he's like, yeah, you want me to try and get you a pair? I was like, yeah, for sure.
Oh, that's fire.
I was like, I would have never worn them, but I was like, yeah, I got those.
But it's pretty cool, and it's cool to see how like worlds collide. You know what I'm saying? So.
These are Nike shoes.
Yeah,
Nike, but it's not like made by Nike, right? They're not.
Yeah,
no, yeah, they are. Yeah,
the shoe they made.
Nike has like a. They're like, we're gonna put out a jiu-jitsu shoe.
I guess they do a collaboration with AP.
Okay,
so they've done it with what's the Mexican soda, Juaritos or whatever that is.
I know you're talking about.
They do collabs all the time. So, and they usually use the SB, which is a skateboarding sneaker. So it's one of those things, but it's super cool. I like the way the worlds collide, and it's an interesting thing.
Is that what the SB stands for? Skateboarding.
Really? They think it that or
Super Buick.
Shout out to Super Buick. No, it might mean Sandy Bodecker. That's a whole other thing. So Sandy Bodecker was the head of SB, but they think it's skateboarding. It's skateboarding, but some might think it's low key. Bodecker passed away. He's a big deal when it comes to sneaker world and it comes to all that kind of stuff. But Margo.
Yes, sir.
Donkey Kong?
What's the
issue, fam?
Yeah, apparently Donkey Kong is low-key racist. But what? Nintendo is low-key racist with Donkey Kong.
Who says this?
My daughter. Okay. So at Target, and I picked up a couple of these Nintendo Mario Kart collectibles where you have to open it and see what's inside of it to know. So, and they're to hang on kind of like bags, like you put them on your kid's school bag.
Okay.
So I got one for myself and one for my wife. And they're like, Dad, which one do you want? You know, like, who do you want to get? Because it's like, not whoever is in the Mario Kart game, it's Princess Peach, okay, Bowser, Donkey Kong,
Mario, Luigi,
Wario, like that kind of thing. I was like, I really want Bowser. So I open mine up. And I get Bowser.
Nice.
Right? So I give the one to my wife, and she's like, I want anybody except Donkey Kong. And I go, why? And she just looks at me, and I, then whatever. And then she opens it up, and she gets Donkey Kong.
Oh.
And she's like, I can't use this on my bag. And then she gives it to me. She's like, this is.
So you switch.
No, I just have both of them now. Right. They're here. But apparently, Donkey Kong is some sort of. She felt that she couldn't
represent. Is there a reason, is there a reason?
Oh, but I guess because Donkey Kong's a gorilla.
Yeah.
She's black.
And?
Yeah.
What's the connection?
Not, like, you couldn't, you're not going to understand this either way. You're not going to understand this.
What's the connection?
I mean, it's easy to think it's a banal cartoon. Like, oh, it's just a thing from a thing. Right. And because it was designed in Japan
I would hope that there was no racist intent. But as a black woman, I don't think she wants to.
I think there's some stories about that kind of stuff, where it comes from. It's all off of the King Kong theme. You know what I mean? The whole fear that the
giant beast is going to take across the ocean.
He's going to take the beautiful Yakubian princess. Right.
Look at this gorilla.
Look. Blah, 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 blah. It's that. It's the sub, you know what I mean? It's the shit that you can't prove. It's the racism you can't prove.
Right, because then I
seem unreasonable. Fuck Donkey Kong. It's like, what? And first of all, I played Donkey Kong a lot.
Exactly. You know what I mean? So I still play Donkey Kong today.
Right. So,
but I can understand her not wanting to wear a gorilla. Yeah.
And then that trope, the gorilla trope, the monkey trope, the banana trope has always been around.
They still do it in Europe,
right? They'll throw shit on the...
But it happened a lot in Italy to certain African...
I used to work with a black dude that he tried to start his own security company.
Right.
And it was called like the Silverback Gorillas or something.
Yeah, I'm sure. Listen, man, people... They don't think about it. They don't think about it's you know, the connotation or its origins. Who knows?
But that's a shame. I think we should all be able to enjoy gorillas.
No, we can. We can enjoy
it. She just chose not to.
What it is that you just you know.
So she can enjoy the gorilla.
Tell the truth.
If she wanted to. But she didn't want to.
But yeah. She can't.
No, she can.
She can, but she just chose not to.
But it's like, it's Donkey Kong. It's not like a real gorilla. You can go to the gorilla enclosure and see them.
It's not like a miniature gorilla. But I have it here if you want to see it.
They still have gorillas in Philly?
I haven't pretty been sure, to the zoo in a while. They need, you got to have gorillas.
I thought they got rid of the chimps.
I don't think so.
It's separate.
I know, but I think they got rid of the primates.
I don't know. I'm not sure. You got to look into that.
Donkey Kong's definitely not there.
Damn. He's not there. Nice. Did you have anybody competing this weekend?
I had one of my guys did a Luke Viper. He did.
I thought both of them were doing it.
I don't think so.
No?
No. I think it was the Hammer Challenge. It's like a small event.
Okay. Jersey. I know. I remember a week or two ago you said that they were both competing in something.
Maybe they were originally.
But maybe it's the trials you're talking about. The
trials they're both doing. Right. Yeah. But he won by an armbar in like a minute.
Nice.
Pretty slick.
Did he get paid to do this or is it just...
I think they get paid, yeah.
Yeah. Did you go or did you watch it?
No, I didn't. Yeah. Just send it to me. Nice. I got a video if you want to see it. I posted it yesterday on my John.
I did see the finish, yeah.
Yeah.
Nice job.
It was that and then maybe 30 seconds more of nothing happening.
Okay.
Now, you left the barn earlier the other day. You're just handling business?
I had a doctor's appointment for my knee.
Yeah.
Like a real doctor? Orthopedist or?
A pain management doctor.
Oh, they gave you what?
Oh, yeah. Did you get a shot?
No, I'm going to get I didn't get it that day, but I'm scheduled to go back and get a PRP shot for
Platelet rich.
Plasma.
Right? Plasma, yeah.
Plasma rich platelets.
Yeah.
Platelet rich plasma.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to try it. Hopefully it works. Some people say it's bullshit. Some people say it works wonderful. Yeah,
do they take it from you or is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I had it done.
Oh, yeah?
On my hip, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But they said, you know, it's like they do it. They tell you, and then you do it. And then it's like, well, you know, it doesn't always.
It's the kind of thing that you would hope stem cells would be the better way to go, right?
But again,
if you could do it here.
You can do it here.
Where can you do stem cells here?
It's like, I think it's like between 4 to 7 grand.
Yeah. Really?
I heard number was 10, but yeah, something like that.
There's a place in Conshohocken that does it.
In Tijuana, CPIS stem cells.
Well, you know, they did a place in Colombia.
I might.
The UFC fighters were going.
I might go look around when I'm in Hungary, see if there's any stem cell places over there. I know there's.
It's a long term treatment, though. It's not like you do it once. Like you
got Germany has got the good stuff. From what
does I it really?
Yeah, supposedly they're real good. But
really good.
So you can do stem cells here in the States. I thought George Bush put the kibosh on that.
I think that was back then. Now they have some. You just got to pay for it. I think they're doing it in some of the high end anti aging clinics too.
Mm-hmm.
It's part of the protocol. Want to move right into the questions?
I think we only have
just one.
Yeah,
got you. Yeah, I told you earlier. I saw Tony.
How was that?
It was a cool show, man. Cool show. A lot of beautiful ladies. I was with some friends. Saw some celebrities. Some people didn't recognize them. DJ Clark Kent, and I saw Jill Scott.
Oh, nice.
Chilling around.
From Chile.
Yep, they were just chilling, talking. They sequestered your phone, so it was neat.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Because I've been there. I've gone to concerts, and you. Sometimes if you'll end up staring at the screen of the people in front of you if you're not videoing. Everyone has their phone up, so you can't even see
it. Yeah, that's kind of annoying, right?
But Tony did a great show. The Met is a beautiful place.
What are people there to do? Like videotape it or take it in?
The parking around there is fucking horrible.
Yes, North Philly, bro. North Broad Street.
Terrible, bro. Yeah. And we didn't get there on time. I've gotten there like around 6 and parked the car on the street because you can park it right on Broad. But it was just no way around it. The tickets were free, so I valeted.
Nice.
Valet was pricey, but you know, it is what it
pricey?
Is.
What the?
30? A yard.
Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
The tickets were free, though, fam.
Yeah.
So it wasn't okay. So, you know.
Uber would have been better.
It would have, but no thing.
All right, Plyler's Quarter. Greetings, let's gentlemen. Do it. Everyone loves going to class and seeing their favorite training partner. But the reverse is also true. Whether because you knew they were going to kick your ass or training was going to be more of a fight than a roll, or for any other reason, is there anyone who stands out as being someone you hated to see walk on the mats when you were getting ready to train, especially as you were coming up through the ranks? TC.
Yes.
You gonna name? We naming names?
Name dropping.
Yeah, I mean, he's dead now.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Rest in peace.
Rest in power.
But Morris Johnson, when I was his name was Morris Johnson. He was a giant. He was a Olympic alternate for the U.S. in Greco-Roman wrestling.
Okay. And a judoka, right?
And a judoka, yeah.
The guy that carried the bricks in the fucking luggage all the time?
What? Wait, what?
No. No? Right, there was,
okay. Maybe he did. I don't know. Yeah.
Okay.
But no, he was a psychiatrist.
Oh, really?
So he was a crazy person.
Yes.
No, he was a super, he's a sweet dude, but. Like,
Philly guy?
I believe so.
Okay.
He one of the nicest guys when you would like talk to him, but like one of the most brutal guys to train with.
Right.
He didn't like, I mean, he was an Olympic level wrestler. So he was like, just had like a speed and a pace and a power that I wasn't used to. And we were the two biggest guys at the judo school.
So you had to train with him.
Yeah, but I was like 16 and he was like a 30-year-old man.
Just tossing you around?
Yeah. And he had just a couple things that he would do that would like, I would be flying through the air and get
dangerous or just brutal.
Just brutal. He did hurt my knee a couple times, but that was probably just because I had weak knees at the time.
Right,
but
might be.
And also, he was like
weak knees at the time.
Yeah, now they're back. On the ground, I could like deal with him because it would be slower. But on the feet, he was just so fast and powerful. And he was like not even 6 foot, but like 270. Just super thick.
That's what you remember.
I remember never wanting to train with him, but he was the only guy I could train with. So. Mm.
And how long were you there? In
a couple years.
Did you ever get the best of him eventually?
On the ground I did, but never on the feet.
Never on the feet.
No gotcha. Guys, from a sparring perspective, you're like, oh fuck, I got to spar this guy.
That's a good one.
Like whenever Anton would come in, I wouldn't not want
to
do it. I loved
Shout
doing
out to
it.
Anton.
It was just like, I was like, this is going to be a fucking, this is going to be tough.
Yeah, right. Tough because he's good or tough because he's going too hard?
Tough because he's good. And right. We both just went hard. Like yeah. We would just
man, you
like,
pack a lunch when you fuck around with that cat, man. Shout out to that brother. He's a
but yeah, he
great
was,
guy.
But it was never like, I feared it or hated it.
Because sometimes
like,
I'll watch sparring in here and I'm like, all right, yo, I got to talk to, like, relax, man. Yeah. The person, you got to,
yeah.
Like, this dude's a dentist.
Yeah.
But then, like,
remember your black belt nights? Damn, man. Son, I saw the shit. Like, you guys, you know, you guys were going, doing it, fucking sitting and watching you guys was fucking nuts, bro.
Other than that, I never really. There's guys that come in and I'm like, fuck, I don't feel like doing this today. But that's like a day to day thing. It's just right. Like if I'm tired and beat up and like somebody good comes in, then I gotta like work myself up to do it.
Right.
But, The worst people are the people that are that don't do anything. Like there's people that'll come in and just lay there and won't try anything.
Yeah, I know certain.
But
I know certain Greeks that
they're not dangerous.
They're not
mean?
Dangerous. They're just infuriating, and you see them and you're like, I fucking hate this guy.
Wow. You know what, man? I almost didn't have an answer to this question, but now I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking infuriating.
Yeah. I prefer those guys. The guy you just mentioned to the guys that were like dangerous, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
because there was one dude, and I'm not naming it.
At least the dangerous guys are fun.
There was,
you know,
okay. I mean,
at least there's a benefit to a dangerous guy.
You got it.
There's a huge drawback.
Yeah, I avoided anyone who would hurt people on a regular basis.
Smart. That's smart.
There was one particular dude. He was always fucking with people's feet. And I, no matter where we were, I didn't want to train with him here. I didn't want to train with him when I was doing the balance runs with, you mm-hmm. know, in the middle of the day. But luckily when on the come up, you know, everything was cool for me. So I don't remember too many. Some guys were annoying, like Timmy's favorite guy, but you know, with the death.
Yeah.
Grip.
Yeah. Yeah.
So,
And
shout out to Carlos elbowing you in your fucking inner thighs.
Right.
When you put him in the guard.
And you always, like certain guys, Carlos and would be.
I was like, what the fuck? Yeah, I was so upset.
It would feel like a fight, but it was never a thing where I'm like, oh man, I'm not, like, fuck.
No.
I would never be like, oh fuck, it's Carlos. I'm like, I'd always have to be, all right, I'm going to train with Carlos now. Let me just
get my
shit together, because I know he's bringing it. There's never him, you know, he was training law enforcement. He had shit that he needed to do.
He was about that life, man.
He wanted to compete, and he competed a lot. So, all right, I knew what I was getting into. But Tim bringing up a certain Greek dude that was just fucking, every time I would see him come in, because I don't think he was ever here, I would see him come into balance like, oh, fuck, man. And he would ask me to train, and I'd be like, no, why not? I was like, because I'm never going to train with you. You're fucking terrible.
Yeah, I told him one time, I was like, you're a waste of time. You're like a complete waste of time.
Because
yeah.
He just didn't do anything.
Yeah, man.
You didn't get anything out of the match.
Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Understood. I'd also like to honorable mention Mr. Matt. When Mr. Matt was like 15 or 16, I'm a grown-ass man, and Matt was, I was just like, this 15-year-old just doesn't stop. This 60-year-old doesn't stop.
Yeah, he's one of the guys that you have to be.
Great kid, but he was a...
Like, he's a guy you're like, I want to train with this guy,
right.
But I know it's...
Who's that?
He's gonna, all, I'm like, going to be tired. His whole body is all right now.
Who, Matt?
Right? Matt? There's nothing where you're like, okay. Great guy. But
and he's so good at what he does.
I do, on Sundays, I come in and I'm working on like specific parts of things that I want to get better at. And I grab him to do it. And then I grab five or six other people after him.
Yeah.
He's as hard as all six.
Yes. Yes. You got to get him out of the way. Yeah, if you don't get him out of the way.
Yep.
And
but in a good way.
Yo, loving way. Yeah. Like he's going to make sure, like, if you scream or get hurt, he's going to stop everything. He's going to make sure you're good. But, he's the same. He's exactly the same he was when he was a teenager.
Yeah.
And it was me being a grown-ass man with a job. I was just like, damn, I got to wrestle this kid. This motherfucker don't stop.
So the second part of the question is, also, how much money would someone have to pay you to start smoking at least a pack of cigarettes every day for the rest of your life?
$10,000 a day.
So you would need $10,000.
$10,000 a day.
You wouldn't take the lump sum. You wouldn't ask for a lump sum.
Average. I'd say $10,000 a day for the next
however many days you live.
50 years.
Yeah, because how long do you think it'll take if you started full blow? You said pack
a pack a day.
Damn, son.
Yeah, that's a fucking
what
lot
I would do
of
cigarettes.
Yeah,
get,
that's a lot of time, too.
Yeah.
Was it 20 cigarettes in a pack?
There is.
I could do it. No problem. I'll do two at a time.
You double up?
Yeah.
You'll just be walking down the street.
I would have lung transplants getting ready, like
with
in the future.
Money?
Yeah, I would use the money to get, I would get lung cleaning done. I would
What's
get,
lung cleaning?
I don't know. I'm sure there's a way they can clean your lungs out.
Yeah. Is it
and
like
I would,
when they clean
and I would
air
just
ducts?
Get, I would go to China, have them get me some lungs from a guy in prison or
in
something.
Niger?
Yeah.
Those are good lungs. Those would be good. Nigerian lungs.
So it would be pricey, but I would do it for $10,000 a day.
That's an interesting take, like $10,000 a day. I like that number. I like that number.
Because a week would
you have
that
to do it every
grand.
Day.
Yeah.
A
this
month
is the thing. You know when
what?
You get
280.
A lot of money, fam.
So that's $2-3 million a year. Over 20 years, that's only $60 million.
Yeah.
Not enough.
Not for you. Okay, hey, man. You have kids. I'll take it. Yeah. I'll take it and I'll share it for you. I'll take 10. I'd have went lower. I'd have been like, oh, million.
Yo, but now
year.
That he's talking about a daily, so I would catch it like this. 100 million up front. $10,000 a day.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's the move. That's the move. That's the move right there.
But man, I can't imagine trying to fucking choke down a pack of cigarettes a day.
I just wonder how long. I don't think if I started, I don't think I'd have.
What's your number?
Not. I'm riding with you guys. These are my attorneys. You guys are my attorneys. This is the number 100 milli, and then that would be it. But I don't think you're gonna. I mean, I'm sure I could last a year. You know, a year. But
it's a pack a day for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's crazy because some people do it for free. Some people
pay to do it.
Pay to do it.
Yeah. Hey, man. That's a.
Yo,
that's
your
a
quality
good
of life is going to be way different. Smoking a pack of cigarettes a day.
You think so?
100%.
I don't know, man. I think you.
I mean, you're all fucked up right now, but imagine like your jiu-jitsu is going to suffer.
Nah.
Yeah.
If anything, it would get better.
You think so?
Yeah. It's like training at altitude.
Hey, man.
My endurance would get better.
That's a fascinating take.
Did you do the Wawa pizza last week?
No.
Liar.
Still. Did he say? Yeah,
he said he
I didn't get at it. I didn't get at it. What did
I'll
I
do it tonight.
Don't lie to us.
If I get a slice, I'd do it. But I'm not buying.
I will
whole
do it tonight.
Pizza.
I will do it tonight.
I tried to order one the other day during the riots in Philadelphia.
Oh, okay.
And
was that Sunday?
No, I think it was like Monday night or maybe Tuesday.
Meanwhile, I was running around Philly. I haven't seen a shred of any of that.
I haven't seen it either.
Yeah. So,
but I
was in Rittenhouse. I was over here. I was over there.
Next thing I know, my Wawa order gets canceled.
Oh, okay.
And I called the number. I was like, what happened? Oh, the protests. I go, the protests aren't happening anywhere near this Wawa.
Mm-hmm.
I know, but we shut it down. Your credit card will be refunded. Don't worry.
Wow.
The pizza is more important to me than the protests and or the refund.
Yeah.
Nice.
We want to jump in the.
We got to thank Dundee.
Shout out to Dundee. We're back at it. The UFC cards.
So you know what I mean? The cards, the packs, my buddy come Matt. With 30 to a pack.
That's a
so
lot
we're
of
doing,
fucking cards.
In. We're doing five each. First five, next five. We're going head to head.
Why don't we just open one pack and then divvy up 10 and 10?
Because we each got a box of cards.
Yeah, we do.
We each got a case of cards.
We're good. We're gonna be doing.
Did you open your pack? You open your pack?
Not as of yet. This segment's gonna be a year long.
You gotta open your pack and take the first five, bro.
Well, I want the people to feel.
Oh, you gotta hear it. Yeah.
Unboxing.
You know what I mean? Yeah. The official.
It's like a little mukbang.
And I'm
type
just
deal.
Oh, who's banging mucks? What?
Hey,
who are you calling a mukbang?
All right.
Go ahead. You go for it.
No, I'm not going until you pull your five out. Yeah, this seems.
Here, I'm going to hold.
You're going to hold this mic?
No, thank you.
Nah.
No.
One, two, three, four, five. All right.
Meanwhile, I don't know who any of these people are.
I'll go first. So we'll go head to head.
We're going to throw it down. Who wins? We'll see who wins.
I have Nate Diaz.
Boom.
Who you got, Timmy?
Yo, you lie. You...
I swear to God, it's my first fight.
I got Jan Blachowicz.
Go ahead.
I have Marvin Vettori.
I win. The only guy, he's a champion, light heavyweight champion.
Okay. So
it's all these guys.
If these guys, all these guys fought each other, yeah.
Jan wins.
Yeah, Jan wins. All right. Next, Khabib Nurmagomedov.
I have a. Is that Vivian? What is that?
Vivian Arujo.
Viviani.
Viviani Arujo.
I'm winning so far. Who you got?
I got Dillashaw.
Bro. Oh, all right. It's one for me, one for Timmy. All right. Got Justin Gaethje.
Joni Wood.
Nope. Got all chicks. That sucks. Neil Magny.
I'm 2-1 me. All right. Uriah Hall.
I don't know how to say this foreign name right here.
Magomed Ankalaev. I got Hazmat.
I think so. It's 2-2.
Got it.
Yeah. All right. Derek Brunson.
Peter Yan.
Anderson Silva.
Damn, son.
I think Brunson beat Anderson Silva in a fight. So I think you might have it.
All right. I win this week.
Oh, wait, we're talking Prime? Prime Anderson versus Prime.
No, we're talking about Prime. when this card was released in 2022. Who would win that fight?
Brunson.
Yeah. All right, I won that this week's.
Nice.
Thank you, Dundee.
Thanks, Dundee. We appreciate it, my brother.
It should be each athlete at their best.
No, we'll stipulate each athlete at the production of the card.
But we don't know when this was produced.
2022.
That's when it came out.
2022 on it.
It was produced.
The box says it. All right, what's for dinner, Marco?
I don't know.
No?
I've been having a tough time. I've been saying I'm going to get stuff, and then I don't get it. So I don't want to lie to the folks.
Yeah. I love your level of integrity. And let me apologize, guys. I didn't get a Wawa pizza either. I wanted to get
one. I'm going
to
do it this week.
I just don't want the whole pizza. I don't want the whole pizza, so.
Is it? You've never said that in your life.
What
Why
if
are you saying that?
If it's right. good, if it's good, you will.
If it's good, I'll eat the whole damn thing. Yeah. I've been going
Even if it's bad, you'll eat the whole damn thing.
Yeah.
Bro.
Marco knows best. Yes, 100% right. You are 100% right. So, Timmy, what'd you say you're going to have for dinner?
I'm going to get a Wawa pizza.
You said that last week.
Yeah.
I mean it.
You went out to dinner last week?
I went out
week?
To dinner, yeah.
Where'd you go?
The Whip.
Oh, what'd you get at the Whip?
Fish and chips.
And you enjoyed it, right?
And mushy peas.
Right.
Mushy peas.
You enjoyed it, but you said it was a little too far?
A little too far.
What kind of chips?
Fries.
Fries, yeah, but what kind? The steak fries?
Big steak.
Those are fun.
Yeah, they were good.
Those are fun.
But
you catch up with your fries guy?
I don't remember if I had. You know what? I dipped them in the tartar sauce.
Really? You don't.
Good call.
You're supposed to use fucking the malted vinegar.
They had the vinegar and shit. I just didn't.
Savage.
I like the tartar sauce.
All right, bro.
Yeah, I have a question before we end this. So good.
Well, I was going to ask if he wanted to fill the folks in because Bosco's away.
Bosco's
and
gone.
And then I don't know if you wanted to. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'll be overseas.
Okay,
so I won't be here next week. While you're gone.
I'll call it in.
Call it in, nice.
You phone it in anyway. Nice.
But anything else on that? You'll let the people know when we get back.
You'll hear all about it.
Nice. Shout out to Sergey. go ahead.
Question. So when I did the Joe Chicarone podcast, he asked me a question. I was like, "What's the purchase I made for $100 that I would recommend, or was like a great purchase?"
Okay.
I wanted to ask you guys, what's a purchase that you've made where you're like, oh, this fucking thing is bullshit or it's stupid, and you wound up buying it anyway, and it wound up being something where you're like, fuck, I really like this thing that I thought was bullshit or I didn't think I was going to like. I'll give you some time to think about it.
Please.
For me, It's these fucking Crocs I'm wearing. Yeah. I tell you, Bill got Crocs for my kids for Christmas.
Right.
And I tried my son's, my oldest son, he's a teenager.
Right.
So his are big enough for me to try on. I needed to run out to the car. I was like, oh, these aren't too bad. Let me get a pair from, you know, a stupid pair for myself. If I could exclusively wear these things, I know I'm not.
Yeah. You see that a lot. A lot of people like to wear the Crocs.
Yeah. You know, they have ones that are lined and fur lined.
Yes.
I saw, they've done Lucky Charm fucking Crocs. Yo, kid in here has Cinnamon Toast Crunch Crocs.
Word?
Yo,
listen,
yeah.
Fire.
You can get them on StockX for like $100. That's a little bit too much. Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
I'll probably get, I need a new pair. Like mine are, I've had them, I've had mine before they were like cool. When they were just utilitarian. I've had them for years.
Dude,
I like these. I think yours
these
are cool.
They were the cheapest Crocs on Amazon.
Right.
But most of the time when I wear slides, they wind up hurting my back because it changes the way I have to walk. I don't have to change the way I have to walk in these. And sport mode or combat mode, as I like to call it. When you go straps up.
Combat mode is straps up?
Straps
down.
I'm sorry.
Put them down on your ankles, right?
You're strapping up.
Yes. You understand.
Yeah.
Timmy, what's your purchase?
What would you say, Tim?
I just thought about it because you had a giant cricket sitting over here.
Yeah.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's been here for a couple days.
Yeah,
oh, nice.
It's called a bug assault gun.
Oh, okay.
Oh, the one that shoots like salt?
Salt, yeah.
Yes, shoots salt. So there's two of them.
Pun intended.
The original one is just like the pump action.
Mm-hmm. Like a shotgun.
Yeah. It's pump and it gets a good amount of air and it shoots it out. But then they came out with a new version that's CO2.
2.0.
It's a CO2 cartridge powered.
Really?
And it's like a giant revolver. And that was, I think it was like $120.
Pricey and.
But it's fucking worth all that and more.
Really?
Like when you, because you can get really good aim with it. It fucking shreds the bug when it hits it.
And it's accurate. It's
super accurate. I haven't missed yet.
Have you shot all types of bugs?
Or just crickets and moths.
Gotcha.
Yeah, what happens to a cricket?
And it was like,
what happened?
They blew it in half.
Really?
Yeah, blew it. The moth like turned into dust.
Nice.
And I found like its like head over there, but it's awesome.
Bug assault. You thought it was dumb, but you bought it anyway.
Yeah. So I originally got the pump action one. It's cool, but it was fun. But sometimes you need like two or three shots but the CO2 powered one
to finish him off. Yeah.
Really?
And the
double tap.
Yeah, but it just didn't have the force behind it, but the CO2 cartridge power
stopping power
is like yeah
that's what the stop.
But if you ever get a chance,
spend $120 on bug assault.
Yeah, it would be a great thing to have. It'd be fun to have here if you get like,
yeah, so the cricket that's hopping around, somebody the other day said they mentioned cricket, and I'm like, what the fuck are they talking about? And we're training today and Dev's like, yo, is that a cricket over there? I go, yeah, I wonder how weird it is for him
to be watching
to be watching us. Like, I'm thinking,
but it's a cricket. It's not like one of those cricket spider looking things.
That's right. So my wife is deathly afraid of those things.
Of spiders or cricket sprickets. Spiders?
Sprickets. What do you call them? Spricket.
Go ahead.
The spider crickets.
Yeah,
I'm not familiar with that.
They look like something out of a
Starship. I don't know how they get into my apartment, but they get every now and again. Really? They get in my apartment.
They look like something out of Starship Troopers.
And initially, you're right. Initially, I'm always like freaked out. Then I gotta, you know,
right. And you realize that they're not armed,
right? He doesn't want anything, but and they'll jump right at you.
Yeah, he don't want no smoke.
That's what it is. But I gotta, you know what I mean? I gotta.
Yeah, do you like fight back. Bob and weave
a little bit of that because they're coming right at you, fam. I'm not ready for
you. Need the bug assault.
Yeah,
that and then sometimes the stink bug. I don't know if you've ever
stink bugs. In the middle of
the weirdest thing is to hear like it's like because they like, I don't know if they're stupid. But they kind of like just kind of start hitting the ceiling or something like that. You're like, what's going on with this thing?
What would be the thing that you own?
Bro, like, there's so many stupid things.
A giant rhino head?
No, I love that. It's a great thing.
Yeah, but that's like a piece of art. That is, you know, like the bug assault has a utility. The Crocs
I wish I had more time to think about it because I guarantee you I have some fucking stupid shit that I love. But the last goofy purchase is like one of those little slim wallets, you know, like the ones, you know, the little, I was like, I'm not going to fucking use this. And
like
I have
a ridge type?
Not that one. It's just more the slim with the little pockets.
Okay.
In it you pare down. So that was it. I don't have anything really great to say. It was just that. So I was just like, I'll get it $7 or whatever the fuck it is. I'll use it. And I'll use it all the time.
Yeah, I took a deep dive on Crocs. I can't believe how, number one, how popular they
are. It's crazy.
Number two, the collabs.
Yes.
Star Wars with different cereal companies and blah blah blah.
Yeah. And there's designer ones, Salehe Bembury. Like there's his fingerprint.
Yeah,
those are super cool. People love those. And then there's all the knockoffs and stuff like that. So
and they're comfortable. I think they're great.
No,
thanks. They do look stupid though.
You guys hear about Keefy D?
Keefy D.
He's been talking about shooting this shit.
Being involved in the Tupac murder. You know, I was in Vegas when that happened.
Yeah. We all know. Everybody knows.
Why don't you let it listen, bro? This is about talking.
He's told that story.
And? I was there for the Bruce Seldon fight.
At least once a month, he tells it on the podcast.
At the table, man. That's what it is.
You never leave a table when you're on
there. I was listening to some people talk about it. They say he's about to roll over on Puff Daddy, or P. Diddy, as they call him.
Who are you listening? I'm not.
It was WAC 100 was saying.
Yo, you know how mad you are now?
I don't get mad. It's just silly. I
really think it's silly. That he listens to WAC 100? Or that he believes WAC 100?
You don't need to tell me that it's silly.
Dr. Umar.
Bro, he's...
We got to call him the minister from now on.
Oh, shit, yeah.
He's always fucking around.
So go ahead. What is WAC 100 say?
He said that P. Diddy is shitting his pants right now because Keefy D is probably going to roll over on him because he was the one that...
Because he's always pointed the finger at Orlando Anderson.
Right.
Since he started talking.
That's the dude they beat up. Yeah, that's the guy that they beat up.
At the MGM Grand, where I was staying.
Right. Nice.
For the Bruce Seldon fight.
For the Bruce Seldon, right. This is really the Mike Tyson fight.
So, apparently they must have had a boxing expo, too. My man Super Buick was getting pictures of different fighters, somebody he knew was hanging out.
But the whole Keefy D thing, there's a rumor that's going around that whoever's charging him, is it Nevada, the Las Vegas police, I guess, or charging him, have let him go on for years to just build up their case to say, when he comes to say, oh, I was only kidding.
Right.
Were you kidding this time? Were you kidding that time?
He's done countless interviews. Yeah. And apparently, he cut some kind of deal or something years ago.
Where he got some immunity?
Something. And I haven't followed it. I don't follow it that much because it's just like, whatever. Like, after a while, I'm a bit indifferent to it, but it's interesting to see. I don't know. I'm sure he hung himself. A lot of these guys end up talking, and then the longer it takes, because it's been 30 years.
Jesus Christ! Yeah,
95 or 90.
Is it 30 years?
Something like that. I mean,
They think Keefy did it, or he's just part of.
He's saying that he was in. I believe they talked about a Cadillac.
He was in the car
that he was in, and Orlando Anderson's the shooter.
Yeah,
okay. So he might be an accessory. Because
Orlando was killed not too long after.
But maybe Diddy was the one that said, "Yo, go do it.
Get Tupac."
Yeah,
that's the thing they might have a hard time proving.
Listen, man, it is. It's interesting, but I don't get it. I don't know what the point is. I don't know why they're doing what they're doing.
What do you think is going to happen to Keefy D, Tim? What's WAC 100 say?
This is ridiculous. I don't know.
So who is WAC 100, Tim?
I don't know.
Okay.
I have no idea who he is.
JB, who's WAC 100?
He's a, I think he's a producer. I think he's a very prominent blood member. I think he is. But I don't, he was in the, he's part of like the gang culture in some way in LA. And he carries a lot of weight. He manages.
He's a shot caller?
He manages and some other things.
It's so fascinating how like the
he's an interesting guy. This is a whole other culture.
First, their names are awesome.
This is no their different. Nickname. This their is nicknames. No different. Hold on, before you make this goofy comparison, this is no different than the mafia.
Go
ahead. They have their own set of rules. They operate a certain way, and they have a bunch of names. It's the same but different.
So the major difference is that there's a clear structure and hierarchy in the mafia,
right?
Where the Bloods or the Crips, there's not one main Blood.
Well, the craziest part is how open they are about everything, and how you wouldn't really see until like John Gotti came along. You wouldn't see somebody on TV being like, "Yeah, I'm in the mafia."
Well, John Gotti never admitted to being in the mafia,
no. So even that, right. Everybody knew it, but they wouldn't admit it. These guys are like just out there talking about it, singing about killing people. Like,
dude, guys are coming out with podcasts now that up until recently you thought that they were still organized crime.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of them. Yeah,
Sammy I'm not mentioning names.
Listen, bro, he's a YouTube celebrity.
Yeah, that's a bit different. I'm talking I'm talking about guys now.
Yeah,
that you'd be like, oh, I thought he was the boss of this city of this mafia family. And he's got a podcast and a YouTube channel.
Yeah, that guy. So it's that? Interesting.
We'll talk about it off air.
It's interesting. No naming of names. But that's it. They just said it's this. These guys, they just love talking, man. They put a camera in their faces. We're going to talk about
Times. Could you imagine? I think it was Fat Tony Salerno coming out of courts, and they're asking him. Somebody's asking questions. Are you in the press? And he goes, yes, I'm in the press. And Tony Salerno says, well, then go fuck yourself. I'm not talking to you. And now these guys are just so happy.
Yeah, man. And it's different times. It's a very different time. And now people want you to know what they're doing, which is doesn't make any sense when you're involved in criminality.
No, because they're telling on yourself.
Yes, self-snitching is a real thing.
But didn't Keefe D have cancer, too? So this might have been another thing that
I haven't been following it because it's so much, like, things are said on one side, things are said on the other side. They're pointing. This guy's pointing at this guy.
You know? I'm sorry, I cut you off on your WAC 100 and what he kind of brought to the table here.
I don't know.
On the Tupac murder.
I don't know if it was WAC 100 saying it. It was a couple people talking. Okay. It might have been WAC 100 saying it. Might have been somebody else saying it. I don't. I wouldn't know how to differentiate WAC 100 from any other guy.
What do you mean?
I don't know what he looks like. I don't really know.
Were you listening or were you watching?
I was listening.
Oh, okay, you weren't looking.
I was looking at a group of people. I was looking at a picture of Keefe D, and then I looked at a picture of Diddy, and there was talking over it.
I gotcha.
Yeah, I was out yesterday. I went and grabbed a sandwich. It's called Honeysuckle Provisions. Sandwich is called the Haitian. Very good sandwich. Two different types of pork, little pickles on it, and I think it was brie. It's a spot up in West Philly.
I went to last week. I had a sandwich at Heavy Metal Sausage around the corner from my house.
Nice.
Yo, fucking fantastic. Guys, they just made either Vanity Fair or some major magazine.
It's probably Esquire. Maybe it's Esquire.
Maybe something.
Esquire loves
top good Philly, list. Maybe one of the new top 50 restaurants in the country.
So it's a full-blown restaurant.
Full-blown. So they are a butcher shop during the day. They'll make sandwiches. Gotcha. And then Trattoria night, whatever that means. I had to Google. Pardon me.
Yeah.
But I met the owner at Thank You.
But
not saying we're friendly, but you know we know each other now. And his restaurant and butcher shop is around the corner. Everything's done in house.
You can't get any easier than that for
bro,
me.
Like, man, the fucking right sandwich was. It was like a prosciutto and cheese and all this other stuff. Mortadella and. It was like an $18 sandwich.
Yeah, that's the sandwich I had yesterday was the same.
It wasn't big, but fuck, it was good.
No, the one I had yesterday, the Haitian was fucking fire, fam. So if you're the co-owner.
Where's this place?
It's in West Philly on, I think it's 48th.
All right.
And between Spruce and Pine, I think. I'm not sure.
What made it a Haitian? What was it?
One of the owners. So it's a man and his, gentleman and his wife.
All right.
Shout out to Omar Tate and Chef Omar Tate and his wife. They run it. She's Haitian. So, They're developing this menu. They do a lot of stuff, a lot of social conscious stuff, but great, great stuff.
Tim, any fun food for you this week?
No.
You didn't even make anything this week? You were eating steaks.
I had steak every night.
Bet.
Peace.